WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wegehout, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled today that the lawsuit challenging a secret panel advising possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz can continue. Judge Frank Remington made the ruling at a hearing this afternoon. The lawsuit was brought by a liberal law group saying that the panel of former Supreme Court justices and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss broke open meetings laws. Yesterday, Judge Remington ruled that the former justice Patient Rogensack, a member of that panel, did not need to testify today. Another hearing is scheduled for next month. A bill to change the way Wisconsin draws its legislative maps got a hearing today. Terry Bell reports.
Republican Representative Travis Tranel tells a Senate committee this fall presents a window of opportunity since he says neither party can guarantee an advantage in next year's elections.
So if we're going to make historic change, the timing to do this, both on the Democrat side and on our side, is right now.
The nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau would draw proposed maps, but Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer points out lawmakers still make the final decision.
You're giving yourself in this bill the opportunity for the majority party to basically reach into the grab bag as many times as they want until they get a map that they like.
The Republican bill is based on Iowa's map drawing system. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
State and local governments would be banned from shutting down religious gatherings during public emergencies under an assembly bill that got a hearing today. The bill's author is Republican Representative Ty Bodden.
People should have the freedom to practice wherever, however they want, under our Constitution, and that right should not be violated under any circumstances.
The bill stems from opposition to public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's anti-human trafficking task force is getting federal dollars to continue operating for the next 3 years. Attorney General Josh Call announced today that the task force was given $2 million from the U.S. Justice Department. The money will help the task force fund additional providers to help victims of human trafficking. The task force also plans to expand next year to include members in law enforcement, tribal entities, and community-based organizations. The Strauss brand meatpacking plant in Franklin is planning to lay off nearly 200 employees. The company alerted the State Department of Workforce Development about the layoffs last week. Layoffs will begin at the company on or about December 10th. The company also plans to sell off its production of veal and lamb to another company. Production of those products will move to New Jersey and Massachusetts. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force has received a $2 million grant, which will keep it open for another 3 years. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, "Building effective partnerships between law enforcement and victim service providers strengthens our ability to fight human trafficking. We look forward to continuing the important work of this task force for an additional 3 years." The Republican proposal to offer tax credits to help families offset child care costs disproportionately benefits families with higher incomes, according to a Wisconsin Examiner analysis. The analysis found that to get the full value of the tax credit, a family spending $10,000 a year for one child must have an income of nearly $50,000, while for two children at $20,000, they would need an income of nearly $85,000 to get the full benefit. Governor Tony Evers is likely to veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Former Bucks head coach Terry Stotts has resigned. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just around 5 months after his return to Milwaukee, Terry Stotts has resigned today from the Milwaukee Bucks organization. Stotts at one time had been the Bucks head coach, then was later hired by the Portland Trail Blazers, where he served for 11 years as head coach. He was Damian Lillard's coach in Portland for several years, the team's new point guard. Lillard said one of the reasons he was excited about being traded to Milwaukee was to play with Giannis and be coached by Stotts.
You know, I'm excited for the opportunity to play with him. I'm excited for the opportunity to be freed up, have more space and opportunity to play. As far as the system, my coach of my first 9 years of my career is on this staff as well, Terry Stotts. And we joked a little bit, you know, when I ran into him about some of the sets that, you know, is going to be put in. So I was like, cool, you know, I think it's going to be a good time.
Stotts had rejoined the Bucks earlier this year, but meeting with reporters today, the new head coach, Adrian Griffin, announced that Stotts had a change of heart and has decided to resign from his assistant coach position. When asked why Terry Stotts is leaving the Bucks after such a short stint, Griffin simply replied, "I don't know. You'd have to ask him." The Bucks wrap up their preseason tomorrow night with a home game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip-off time from Fiserv Forum at 7 o'clock. The NBA regular season begins a week from tonight in Milwaukee when the Bucks host the 76ers. NFL, Thursday night football tonight, the Saints against the Jaguars. Jacksonville head coach Doug Peterson says that quarterback Trevor Lawrence will be a game-time decision regarding his knee. Former Packers running back Jamal Williams will play. He's been taken off the Saints' injured reserve list. Packers working out this afternoon. They're getting ready for their game against the Denver Broncos. On defense, it's been almost a year since Eric Stokes played when he suffered that knee and foot injury in a game against the Lions at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur asked about how that's coming along.
Obviously, he wants to be out there. We'd love to get him back out there. You know, he hasn't had many practices under his belt, but I think what he has done, he's looked good.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition of Happier Happy Hour. The Release the Kraken edition, Dom.
Yeah.
First hour savored the guilty pleas of Sidney Powell and the fact that tomorrow Kenneth Cheesebro, with a lot of Wisconsin ties to the fake elector scheme here, is scheduled to go to trial. Jury selection.
Scheduled.
Beginning in Fulton County tomorrow, Dom. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll
I want see. That bad boy to go to trial. But Dom, the Kraken may have a better chance of being the House Speaker than Jim Jordan is. You know, it's been over 2 weeks. The House still doesn't have a speaker, and Jim Jordan, after 3 hours of trying to bully the caucus, is no closer to being the speaker than he was yesterday or the day before that. In fact, he's going the wrong direction, Dom. I found some of the latest over at the CNN.
Hang on. My understanding, so he lost the first, a couple of days ago, 200 votes, yep. And yesterday went 199, and then the reporting this morning was that, well, he's just going to back off and see if they can give some more power to the Speaker Pro Tem, who's in there right now, and now apparently that's not going to happen, and Jim Jordan has changed his mind. He's flippy-flopped within, 8 hours, and now he's going to make a third run at it? What?
He's in it to win it, Dom! Yeah. Third time's the trick? Multiple GOP holdouts say they still aren't voting for Jordan after the meeting. Now, several House Republicans who oppose Rep. Jim Jordan's speakership bid left a closed-door meeting with the Ohio congressman today, saying they haven't changed their minds. Three-hour closed-door meeting, Dom.
Oh, damn.
I have not. Rep. Carlos Jimenez from Florida said, adding that Jordan denied any wrongdoing when the holdouts brought up threats they have faced over their stance in the outside pressure campaign against them.
Like, legitimate death threats.
Jimenez also said that some of the members in attendance encouraged Jordan to drop out. Why don't you quit? Florida Rep. John Rutherford said he remained a no on backing Jordan, as did Pennsylvania Rep. Mike Kelly, who said nothing would change his mind. But we'll see what happens. We'll see.
We'll see.
Dom, Florida Rep. Vern Buchanan, on the other hand, said he would take a look at voting for Jordan, but doubted there would be another floor vote soon. Buchanan backed Jordan for speaker on the first round, but flipped on the second ballot yesterday. I mean, even within the caucus, they can't remain consistent, Dom. We'll find out if there's any more votes, Buchanan said. I don't think very much in the near future. It's going to be a while. I don't know. There's a lot of discussion in there. It's Jim's decision to make. Jim Jordan, well, I mean, that
Jim, is. He's already in it. Really, it's everyone else's decision to make. And so far, they've decided no Jim Jordan for speaker.
Now, we've got some sound from the speaker wannabe, do we not?
We do. We do. Nate, going to need your help on this one, man. Jim Jordan from today, apparently a possible vote. Let's play cut number one, please.
Yeah, there'll be a vote today.
Well, there. All right. He's very confident about that. The conference was meeting, then a potential vote. Cut two.
We got a conference at 11. We're going to talk with our visit with our colleagues there at 11.
What are the options?
And then there'll be a vote later after conference.
Later, sometime in the future.
What about these?
And of course,
well, I was going to say, what about these threats we've been hearing about?
Yes, Jordan, he does address them, kind of. Let's hear cut number three.
Well, those are terrible. We, you know, there's no place for that for anyone. Look, it's just wrong.
Threats are bad, except when you're making them, right, dude? Right? Aren't you? You and Sean,
I will put you in a full Nelson.
Republicans. Yeah. The former speaker also had some words today, Kevin McCarthy. Let's hear what his comments were. Nate, if you would please, cut number eight.
The best thing for Republicans to do is to elect a speaker.